When did you start at the library, and how did it all begin?
I started at the Ketchikan Public Library March 5th, 1991, and I was a 25-year-old graduate of the University of Washington Library School, as it was called back then. Now it's the iSchool.
What was your first position?
The first and only position. I was hired to be the children's and programming librarian. And in children's services, I served birth through junior high. So that meant purchasing and maintaining the collection for those age groups. And then programming was all ages.
I guess I didn't realize it was the exact same position this entire time.
Yes. Scary, isn't it?
How have you managed to keep that fresh and interesting for yourself all these years?
You know, what really made it possible was working with some amazing women, going back to Kathy Stanton, whom many Ketchikan residents know and love, and Elaine Creekmore in the 90s, and then all the way up to, of course, Debbie Gravel and Vera Freeman and our current crew, Amanda Kiley and Anne-Marie Mersoni, always had amazing creative people around me to bounce ideas off of, to collaborate with, and also being able to write grants or go to conferences and bring people to Ketchikan to learn from or to go outside and learn from other people made it really possible to sustain that job for a long period of time.
What has been some of your favorite moments? There have probably been many. But...
Oh, many, many. You know, the one I always go back to is Susie Beattie and I and Mayor Weinstein getting Scholastic Books to change the rules for their Harry Potter contest so that the Alaskan kids could enter the contest with some very creative public relations work and a letter from the mayor. And then seeing a kid from Fairbanks actually win the contest and going to meet J.K. Rowling. That was so much fun. I cannot tell you how much fun that was. But it taught me, among many other things, that librarians could have a voice, that librarians could impact the lives of kids in ways way beyond checking books out at the desk. And I felt that way anytime I brought an author to town or start a nonprofit of some kind that would bring books to kids. That, you know, there were just other ways way outside the library walls that you could reach kids and families.
And you have accomplished quite a bit during your time. You started the first books?
Yeah, Sheila Kleinschmidt and I did that in 2006, and that's ongoing, and I will continue to run that tiny chapter of first book because it pretty much runs itself. I've got some good streams of revenue for it.
And that distributes books to children and
that
families.
That actually provides books for programs that work with low-income families, and they are allowed to bring the books home, which is why it's called First Book, because for many kids it's their own first book they've ever owned. The other thing I'm really proud of, when I was at the library, started the Born to Read program. That's a national model, but it was no easy task to get the funding for the baby t-shirts that say Born to Read and to continue to find 300 board books a year to distribute at the hospital. And I've got that secured for the next year. And thanks to a grant from Kyle Johansson a few years ago, we've got t-shirts for about the next 6 or 7 years, which is nice.
And then you also, for many, many years, have done book talk here at KRBD.
Yeah, and I plan to continue that. So I'll still be a book lady. I'm always going to be a book lady. And just be bringing you that from a different venue from over at Parnassus.
And I was just going to say, talk about what you're new.
Well, I'm going to learn the book selling biz. My father and I were huge bookstore fans. He actually met my mother in a bookstore. That's how we spend our free time.
And what is it that brought you to this decision after so long?
You know, I've been working a lot of hours for a long time. In fact, my husband and I were laughing this week that I don't think I've ever been a short-timer anywhere. I've never not had a job, and I certainly never had a different job in Ketchikan. And my husband has got a wonderful full-time job now, and one of us has always been home part of the time to spend the day with our son. And we're finding that two of us working full-time plus is not making the household run well. So I get to dial it down a bit and be the part-timer for a few years. It was a real honor to educate and entertain and provide materials for the families of Ketchikan. I have made some amazing friends at the library desk and had incredible colleagues. And now we're seeing our second generation of kids, which is hugely rewarding. And to have somebody you had at story time bring their baby back to see you at story time has just been a thrill. But change is good too. It's exciting to think that I'll still be a book person, but in a different role. And, you know, I'll be here. I always tell people, you can call me. I'll give you a book list.